Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Hammy, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host, the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 522 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2017. There's a lot to get talking about and a lot of exciting things to discuss, and we're going to get into that discussion just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hey, Putz, get off your fat tuchus and do something. I'm tired of yous laying around complaining about this and that. Forget about it. It's all you say. You bum.
Shut up already, Frank. Oh, God, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I'm sorry. He gets wound up around the first of the month. You know, when you're supposed to pay the rent.
Now, give Frank a big tip. Hear about auditions, booking gigs, and other theater work around the South. Next.
All right, so this is pretty exciting stuff. There's brand new things going on here for the Inexplicable Dumb Show. Again, welcome to 2017. Happy New Year. Hope your New Year's Eve was festive and fun and safe, and the next day wasn't too pounding on the head. But anyway, so what's going on? Well, a lot of things, actually. Some good things. A lot of good things. Number one, the IDS has got some new equipment. I've got a new laptop to do my editing with, so pretty exciting about that stuff. But they've gone and changed the format of the program that I used, so I'm going to have to relearn a program, which will be fun. And not that big a deal, but it is a different little layout. So amazing what you do when you get rid of a six-year-old laptop. It's amazing that they change things like that. But they... bastards change things. But again, so IDS as a show has a new laptop to deal with, and that's pretty exciting stuff. That was my Christmas present to myself, or rather Christmas present from my wife that I'm going to use for the IDS podcast. There you go. Let's see, what else? Oh, I got a gig. How about that action? It's been a while, been a few minutes, but yep, I'm pretty excited. I'm going to be playing Murray in The Odd Couple at Chaffin's Barn, and Murray is one of the poker buddies to Felix and Oscar. So I get to come on, do my little bit, have some laughs, and get back off stage and eat Jack. So it's going to be kind of fun. It's a great cast, guys, super cast. So I'm not going to spill too many of the beans here this week, but it's going to be a pretty strong show. So you should come out and check out Chaffin's Barn and their next 50. That's the other big news that we need to talk about a little bit. John and Janie Chaffin have sold the barn to Norma Luther, it's kind of neat being there, working on a show through this transition between the old guard and the new guard, to put some ease into the IDSers here that go out to the barn. Most of the staff, I mean, you've got to assume there's going to be some turnover regardless, right? But I think most of the barn favorites are still going to be there. They are not forcing anybody out. As far as that goes, I think the box office lady is leaving, but I think she's just calling time on it. but it's pretty exciting stuff. The new owner is really positive, really driven to do well and to keep the Barn legacy and to that John and Janie Chaffin have created over the last 50, Chaffins have created over the last 50 years. She really wants to keep that going and improve upon it. So she wants to keep the bar where it is or raise the bar higher. She seems to me, I've met her a couple times just in passing, and she's, you know, I don't want to speak too much out of school because I don't know much, but from what I saw, she seems to be really determined to make it work and bring a whole lot of positive new energy into the building while respecting the tradition of the place. And I think that's very important. And I just want to take this time as one of the actors who have done shows at the Barn, not nearly as many as some of other actors here in Nashville, but, you know, yes, it's dinner theater, but you know what? Chaffin's Barn has been an institution in Nashville theater community for 50 years. Well, I mean, you know, we just need to let that sink in a little bit. That is, they've been putting on shows there for 50 years and consistently, and given a lot of Nashville actors and directors and technicians and stage managers kind of their first artistic home in town. So, you know, yes, there are a lot of quirks and oddities and idiosyncrasies to working at the Barn and all of that, yes. But I will have to say, personally, from me, from the IDS, thanks to John and Janie Chaffin for doing what they've done with a passion that they've done it with for the last, I don't know how long, 50 years total, but however how long they've been engaged in it, that they've really done a service to the theater arts community here in town, and I'm wishing them all the best in the future endeavors. Kudos for having the foresight to want to sell it to somebody who wants to run a theater. They could have easily sold it to somebody who wanted to knock that barn down and make a parking lot or put townhomes or put some restaurant, right? But they stuck to their guns and sold to someone who wants to run it as a theater. So that's really important to keep that entity alive. So I would encourage you to hop on board and enjoy the next 50 at the Barn, because it is, I think they will, and it seems like they've got enough of the, you know, Martha Wilkerson still going to, is now the full-time artistic director, and so I think with her guidance and vision, they're going to continue to respect the history of the place. What I'm struck by when I do shows out there is the people coming in, people my age, older, coming in with their parents, and hearing them say, well, you know, my mom and dad brought me here when I, you know, in 1972 when I was 12, you know, and stuff like that. So to say that it has a deep intrinsic hold on the community here in Nashville and the surrounding areas, and that it is a family treat is not too far-fetched. So, again, kudos to John and Janie Chaffin, thank you, and enjoy whatever life brings you next. I'm sure it's going to be a fun adventure for all of you. So again, I'm to close up here. I am in The Odd Couple. I'm playing Murray. Next couple of weeks, we're going to have a lot more stuff with The Odd Couple because that's kind of how I do, don't I? So hopefully I'll get a word in with Martha and she can explain a little bit more about the ins and outs of what's the new vision for Chaffin's Barn. But as someone that is kind of bystandering, looking as the changing of the guard happens, I think we're in a pretty safe place. So again, get the subscriptions, take somebody out to a little piece of Nashville history that thankfully is still going to be around and hopefully be around for another 50 years.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
So that's it. That concludes episode 522 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. Again, sorry I rambled on a little bit, but welcome to 2017. Pretty exciting stuff going around for the IDS and for me personally and professionally, so that's pretty exciting stuff. Again, ticket information can be found on the show notes page for this particular episode, www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter at InexplicableDS, at capital I, Inexplicable, capital D, capital S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, probably a little more Odd Couple at Chaffin's Barn. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnitude. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.